Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Podcast. I'm here today with Bishop John Arnold, who is the Bishop of Salford, and he's also the media bishop for the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Bishop John.
Thank you for the invitation.
So on Sunday, the 1st of June, it's World Communications Day, and we thought we'd just have a chat about some of the things that have been released in the build-up to World Communications Day, including a message from Pope Francis, which was released earlier in the year, and then some comments that Pope Leo's recently made. So I'll start with the message from Pope Francis, and it was a beautiful message about the importance of hope in the way we communicate. And one of the things he said is he really implored journalists to be communicators of hope. To you, Bishop John, how important are journalists in the creation of a culture of hope and peace?
Well, I think journalists have a great deal of power. They can use language in so many different ways. And when we use it properly, it's a way in which we can communicate, pass information, measure circumstances really well, and be the wiser for what's being said. But if it's misused, then it can create division, misinformation, and we can find ourselves building a wall between people, becoming aggressive. And that can be a very negative experience for everyone involved. So it's a very delicate thing, isn't it? Journalism, I think, has wonderful potential for education and for encouragement and for knowledge, but it also always treads that very difficult path, which can go so badly wrong when we lean towards things like propaganda and the sort of style of writing which simply brings anger, resentment, dissension. And division.
So, is it fair to say that the consequences of how journalists communicate, be it negative or positive, can filter down into people's daily lives?
Oh, I think we listen to journalists a great deal, don't we? The communication that they have is very important to the way we think. We can be easily influenced if we're getting reports on something that, are not representing the truth, then we begin to believe that because that's the information we have. And it will take a lot of correcting in different ways. So to rely on the source of information for truth and reality is so important. And that's really the card that the journalists hold in their hand as the primary educators of us in the news around the world.
And at this moment in time, as a culture, as a society, how do you think we're doing in terms of communicating in this hope-filled way?
It's difficult to make a bland, straightforward statement on that. I think there are many people who are very wise and good and to be congratulated on the care in which they transmit information through journalism and are good in the sense of feeding the truth. But there are all sorts of possibilities, and in reality, there are a lot of people who are feeding us with misinformation and feeding us with aggressive language, which is not based on truth, and which simply makes much greater problems for us in living in the world in which we live and seeking that sense of truth and peace and unity. We've really got to be able to criticize those who are taking us in the wrong direction and to identify the real truth and to be able to promote that truth. So that we can be building a better world and learning about the problems we have and ways to solve those problems.
This kind of leads me on to the next question, which is, just 4 days after his election, Pope Leo talked about the fundamental importance of communications. And he told a gathering of media professionals that we must say no to the war of words and images. We must reject the paradigm of war. He also quoted Pope Francis, who said, "Let us disarm communication of all prejudice and resentment, fanaticism, and even hatred." So in this polarized world where words often become weapons, how do we speak truth to power without being paralyzed by the fear of causing offense?
Well, I think Pope Leo has made a wonderful priority in speaking to those media professionals so soon after he was elected Pope. And he did it in a very measured way, in which he clearly thanked the journalists for the great work that they'd done in recent weeks in promoting an appreciation of Pope Francis and his pontificate, and in all the representations regarding the conclave and the election of Pope Leo. But it's a very measured conversation he had with those media representatives and professionals. And he really presented language as being a means for the good if it's used properly. And he was clearly critical of those who would want to lead us astray by the aggressiveness and misinformation of the language they use, but praised those who were able to use language to present the truth in a reasoned way, which isn't divisive or aggressive, but helpful to us when we're trying to build that sense of unity and peace, which is so important to Pope Leo and was so clear in his speech he made from the balcony when he first came out as Pope. He used the word peace 9 times and spoke about building bridges. And I think that the language that journalists use can be a real foundation for building good bridges, avoiding those walls of division.
Obviously, a key part of journalists is asking questions that people might not necessarily want to have asked. Journalists have to ask questions, and sometimes leaders and the like don't want those questions to be asked. But I guess what I'm getting at is, how can journalists still pursue these lines of inquiry? That's such a key part of their role, without inflaming divisions and resentment.
There can be a peaceful way in which there can be questions and answers and being reported as clearly as possible, but without aiming any sort of complaint or criticism at the speaker, but presenting what they've said, but also being able to contradict or balance what they've said with other information from other people and places, so that we find ourselves with a much more balanced argument. So and so said this, but we also know that something else rather counteracts what they've said. Building a bridge, which is communication, which leads then to the good reasoning of the situation and hopefully possible action to follow.
So, sort of having a pursuit of the truth, but not making it personal.
I think that's very important. A journalist cannot make personal news from his own point of view. He really does need to be reflecting the information that he has in a peaceful way in which it can be judged for what it is, rather than adding any sense of aggression on his own part.
Pope Leo, like his predecessor, has talked about creating a culture where our human and digital environments become spaces for dialogue and discussion. In your opinion, how do we do that?
Well, I think it's going to be an education for all of us, and this touches down on social media, doesn't it? The privilege we have of communication, but one that we can so easily spoil by insult, by a misrepresenting of what we know to be true. And we've got to find ways of insisting that with the privilege we have of communication, that we have to be responsible in the way that we use it. And we've all got this wonderful access to it now, particularly through social media, which allows us to communicate with one another. But to see the damage that we can do when we're casual or aggressive or failing in the truth, the damage can be appalling, as we see the results of so many people who are badly affected by social media. And that stretches across into journalism too, that we've got to be sure of the standards which promote what we're reporting and how information is being gathered and passed on.
So, final question. What advice would you give Catholics in England and Wales who want to be better communicators?
I think a sense of calm in everything that we try and communicate, a sense of objectiveness in seeing things as they are, rather than the way that we might want to perceive them, and to be able to promote that sense of honesty in all that we say, rather than loading it with our own opinion or even prejudice when we're speaking about something, and to look in every way for a sense of positiveness and hope in the way that we communicate, so that we're always looking to improve the situation in which we are and to reflect always the truth.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Bishop John. It's been a pleasure. And as a just a reminder, it's World Communications Day, Sunday, 1st of June this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.